Good afternoon, everybody. This is Ali Rodriguez of Vision for Success, and today is June 29th, 2001, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and it looks like we're going to have a horrendous storm and lightning. We're on the tornado watch, so if I get cut off by any chance, I will not be able to dial back in, and this call will be rescheduled for tomorrow. Same time, 5 p.m. Hopefully we won't have a duplicate of the storm by then. And I am a business coach and fashionista expert and very happy about all of the calls that we have had so far. And just to recap what I have done in the past three calls, or the past two calls rather, we started out with gotta have heart. And we talked about the importance of how to have a strong heart, and by that I mean having a lot of courage to accomplish what you want to accomplish. It's in your heart. And we talk about how this is time for transitions. We talk a lot about making decisions and making commitments and stop the procrastination. I also talked a lot about how to secure financial future, and above all, we had quite a long chat about the importance of making money through what you're passionate about, because this is really the time where we all need to focus on what do I really love, not just what do I really like, but what do I really love. That will bring the money in, and that's what's going to bring you financial security and stability and lifestyle that will probably rock for you, not for anybody else. Then last week, we talked about are you strong enough to make changes? And we all said, hell yes, we are. And we talked about how strengths are the greatest assets. And we also talked about disregarding weaknesses. Most of us kind of feel like, but we have to look at our weaknesses. We don't know what those are. What are we going to do without them? And I'm going, no, you don't. You could kind of look at them very briefly, and they say thank you for being there, for reminding me as to how I can do better. And then, you know what, put them somewhere else, put them in a closet, put them in a basket, put them in a box, and you're done with them, because you don't want your weaknesses, the thoughts of them, to hold you down. We also talked about harnessing your passion and to use your enthusiasm to your advantage. And last but not least, I talked a lot about taking action, because your life depends on it. If you don't take action, then what's the point? It's like having all the knowledge in the world. If you don't share it, if you don't use it, if you don't do something with it, it makes no point. And that brings us to today, which is two of my favorite subjects, which after going through the fact that we know we need to have courage, that we know we need to make changes and what it takes to do that. So why do we do all of that for? I mean, what is the point? What's so sensible about it? And that brings us to lifestyle and legacy. And I want you to really, very seriously and from the heart, think about what you want your lifestyle to be. And what is your legacy? Now, what does it mean, lifestyle, right? What does it all mean? Well, lifestyle is how you want to live your life, how you want to have a sense of fulfillment. And I'm not talking about the woo-woo kind of mushy fulfillment. I'm talking about the real thing, and the real thing that has to do with things that you can touch, that you can embrace, that you can do something with it. And in some cases, people say, well, lifestyle is kind of, how tangible is that? Well, look in my closet, all right? Or look at the Manolo Blahnik's stilettos. Hey, it's a lifestyle. For some people, it's cars. For some people, it's a lot of things that are material. And for some other people, it's all of that and then some, in the way of paying it forward, in the way of community contribution, in the way of, you know, part of my lifestyle is to go teach at one of the local high school at least once a month about values for girls. When you're 9, 10, 11, what do you do? How do you think? Who do you allow yourself to be influenced by? the fact that I go out and I teach that, it's part of my lifestyle. It's like a given. It's part of, I wear it like I would wear a jacket. So that's lifestyle. And I want you to think about, what does lifestyle mean to you? Think about it. Is it about possessions, material possessions? Is it about spiritual possessions? Is it about how you live your life? Is it about the ecology of the earth? Is it about some kind of thoughts that you may have about something important that you want to do? And of course, having money helps you do a lot of that. So what is lifestyle to you? And also, lifestyle refers a lot not only about the way a person lives, but also about how they interact with other people. What is the sociology behind playing in the playground, in the sandbox, with people that are like them? And, you know, when we talk about sandbox, everybody thinks about, oh, when I was little. And in a way, yeah, when you were little. Remember when you were little and you used to do all these things with your friends and you were all friends in the same sandbox and nobody beat anybody up? You learned civility. You learned how to get along with others. You were your own individual, and yet you learned at a very early age how to get along with others. There's some other countries that that's actually not what it's talked. What it's talked is you're so individual you cannot even debate other points of view because that's not what you were taught. But I think in most countries like ours, we have been very blessed that, hey, we can play in the sandbox. And that's also part of the lifestyle, that we can have different interpretations of life and thoughts in the spirituality and government and politics and religion and still be able to play in the same sandbox and smile at each other and still respect each other because we are human and we own our lives. So I want you to think about, what does lifestyle mean to you? Through all these other calls that we've been making, you know, like we've taken you from Gotta Have Heart to making decisions and disregarding weaknesses to now, what do you do with all of this and you incorporate it to your lifestyle? Isn't that cool or what? Really think about it. And again, if you want to give to put in your two cents, just go right ahead and say something, because I'm here to answer any questions that you may have. So I will count to one, and two, and three.
Hi, Allie. Sorry, I was muted.
That's okay. You got a question, Donald?
I just have a comment that, you know, one of the challenges folks have is we tend not to look very far forward. I mean, you know, what we're doing next week is almost future planning for us.
Mm-hmm.
And to really sit back, you know, if I look at the difference between, you know, traditionally what we think of as a wealthy person, those that come from a wealthy heritage, they are thinking legacy. That's always involved. You know, what can they give back? They tend to be involved with the philanthropic. They tend to be involved in you know, all sorts of nonprofit stuff. They tend to be looking at making sure that they're going to have stuff to live to their children and their grandchildren. Those of us that perhaps have never lived in that kind of a world are much, what's the term, short-sighted. I mean, we're really looking at, you know, almost where our next meal is. Even when we're not poor, it's still our focus. And I think what you're having to say is very, very significant to really sort of push us outside of that mentality into thinking bigger. Thank you.
And you know, the other part of lifestyle as well is that it reflects our values. A lot of people may not be aware of this. Some people are, but some are not. That, for example, let's say that you and I decide to go out to the grocery store, and you decide to buy fruits and vegetables, and I go buy white bread and milk and cheeses. That immediately, if you think about it, which of course is part of also your health lifestyle, that If I was on the outside looking in, I'd be saying he's health conscious, she's not. So you see how even what we buy has a reflection on what we value. It doesn't mean that it's good or bad, you know, or that one is better than the other. It just simply indicates that a person, it's a different lifestyle, right? So,
yes.
So I find that also being very interesting. There are people that they rather have a lot of possessions. To me, for example, when I see people that are investing their money on educational materials, irregardless of age, they have, you know, they have that sense of curiosity, and they'd rather buy books or buy programs that are educational for them, that they can further themselves irregardless of age or, you know, gender or creed. That's telling me that this is somebody who really values education, values life in that sense of being in a growing and learning environment, versus somebody that takes that same amount of money, goes to Vegas, and goes drinking. So, I've seen that happens with a set of twin friends of mine, that they were so alike, and yet they were so opposite in the values they had. So it goes to show you the importance of where we invest our money, how it reflects our values, and how it reflects our lifestyle. Make sense?
Yeah, it sure does. We don't realize how much other people are observing. You know, I was just thinking about when I go to the store, one of the things I've been doing is a really fun thing called the Ultimate Treasure Hunt. And where I'm really going out and looking for people that God wants to bless when I'm out and about, and who that I can be an encouragement to, and maybe perhaps speak a word of encouragement or destiny towards them. And when I'm going out with that, I'm looking differently than, like today when I went out, I was in a hurry and I was just focused, buy this, get this, get this, go home.
Oh.
Yeah, it's really an interesting thing that people are paying attention.
See, that's some of the stuff, you get it. Yes, that's some of the stuff that I'm talking about. And it's just, and again, you know, there's no right nor wrong. It's just an individual kind of thing. However, it's important that you know, that our values, and I can't remember if I talked about it before, but it's so important that our values are really in alignment with who we say we are.
Right.
Because then
exactly.
Otherwise our actions would not be in so much alignment, and then we'd be in a heap of trouble.
Well,
that's the difference between success and failure.
Yeah.
That to me, I don't care what social status you are in. I don't care if you're as rich as you can be or not. That is not as important as the fact that you really show your values and you actually show up by who you say you are. Because then it's so easy. Then you're really walking your walk and talking your talk. It's when people get into trouble when they think that they have to act in a certain way, even though they're feeling and thinking in a complete different way. And again, it's all, we incorporate a lot of minute habits into our lifestyle. Let's say, like you said before, you know, you were looking for people that God wants to bless, and you were doing kind of, you know, you were showing up as God's representative in your own quiet way, that nobody knows what you're doing at that point. But if you felt that somebody needed a word of encouragement,
right,
you were looking for that, versus somebody else that would be actually sending the limo to pick up those children or that person that needs, you know, God's word, and would take him to an amazing temple, right?
Right.
So you see the lifestyle, and what is the difference, and how is that different one from the other? And that's why I keep on saying there's no right, there's no wrong.
I think there is a, may I interject just a minute, Ellie?
Sure.
I think there can be a wrong, and here's, let me mention that. If I try to walk in somebody else's shoes, there's no room in them for me. If I can, they're walking in it. I have to walk in my own shoes. I have to walk my own path. I have to go the places that, and all too often, at least for some of us, we can be awfully channeled into trying to walk in somebody else's shoes, and we just wonder why things just don't fit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because there's no room for both of us in them. We need to walk on our own.
Well, I totally concur with you. When I said there's no right, there is no wrong for those who are walking those shoes.
That's right.
You know, for them,
right.
Like I mentioned before, the estiletos, you would not like those.
No, I would not. I've tried it just for fun. I don't know how you ladies do it.
We'd do anything for vanity. See? Lifestyle, right?
No comment. I'm not going to walk into that one, Ellie.
I promise you will not be in trouble, nor with me, because we're having fun with this and we're doing it lighthearted. But
that's
I tell
right.
you, it's just like you're saying, really, you can be in somebody else's shoes. That I totally concur. But when I said there's no right, there's no wrong, for those people, they're not, because they're comfortable in what they're doing, as long as they're true to who they are.
Yes.
Like this set of twins that were brothers, and they were identical. They were identical twins. And like I said, one would go gamble in Vegas while the other one was a complete scholar. He had such a drive to be a better person, a better man, a better husband, a better father, a better anything. And he became extremely successful. While the other one, not so much. But guess what? He was still a happy camper. So it's just interesting, and my point in here is just to remind everybody the importance of eventually when you start making changes in your life, to bear in mind that a lot of what you're doing is all about lifestyle. It's all about how you are showing up and why you're here, why it is that you're doing what you're doing, and making yourself happy in the process, being happy about what you're doing. That's another thing about lifestyle. Don't go into lifestyle like you were talking about before, how the women work in those stilettos. Yeah, ouch. But again, it's about the purpose, you know? So I say lifestyle is amazing. It's all everything that we do in here. And that's another thing. Money is supposed to serve us, not the other way around. So in thinking of lifestyle and what it is that you're going to do with it, hopefully you're working with the purpose of creating a financial future for yourself and your family and those that you love and your community. And those things that make sense to you and that you love dearly, but bear in mind, make it, you know, have it very clear what's that going to do for you. Because if at the end of the day, you're busting your buns, you're doing too much of one thing, you're saying yes to a lot of things you shouldn't be saying yes, you don't set up boundaries, you know, then it's not fun anymore. And again, your money is supposed to be serving your needs, not the other way around. So don't put the money first. And you put you first. You put your lifestyle first. You put what makes you be happy and puts you in a good place, regardless of how bad things may be on the outside. But you can just walk into that, into your private place, into your very own place, and you can just go. And that's also part of your lifestyle. So I'm very passionate about this because it's important that at least a plan is a very clear plan with a set of strategies and even action steps are into place for something that most people say, what you talking about lifestyle? Hey, it's important. That's what you're busting your buns for. So that you can have, you know, a certain amount of comfort so that you can make decisions with your money so you can help other people or not. That, you know, whatever you want to do, it is your money. Never forget that. However, have a lifestyle and build your egg nest or build your empire, build whatever you want to build around the fact that it's going to serve your needs and create a lifestyle to match. You know, a lot of people love to travel. God knows I'm one of those, and because I just love being in different places and the exposure to different languages and cultures and just being in that kind of a playground, and other people would rather not and stay in their community, and they do amazing things for their community. So it's all about lifestyle. What are you going to do with what you have? And the other thing is people many times think, you know, I would love to give my entire life saving to my community. Well, that's wonderful. However, always give in proportion to what you would give yourself first or what you would give your family first. And then the rest go to town and become your own pope. of whatever you are. So I hope this so far is making sense. Donald, you have any questions?
I think you've said it well.
All right. And now that takes me to legacy. This is why this call today is called the L and L factor. I've been having a lot of fun with L's, because it's always about love and, the L word. I love love and lifestyle, but now it comes to legacy. Some folks think legacy as well. Isn't that from where I'm going? Well, no, that's not legacy. Yeah, people will remember you, and that question that we've heard many times, and maybe some other folks that will listen to this call later having heard it. But when I get asked the question, how do you want to be remembered, Ali? You know what? They can't shut me up once that question gets asked of me. And so when somebody says to me, how do you want to be remembered? Oh boy, watch out, because like I said, I just can't stop talking about how I want to be remembered, simply because of the passion that I have on what all that means to me and what I think it will mean to those that would matter. Because to me, that's bottom line. Who would this matter to? And the bigger an impact that I can make on society, not just my community, but on society, that would make me so happy. However, legacy is not about after we're gone. This is why, I put on the flyers on the emails that I sent out that this is about, it's the key to your kingdom while you're still here, while you're still in your castle, so that you can enjoy it and you can just live it the way that you want to have it. I'll tell you what, legacies are about life and living and learning from the past, living in the present, and building for the future. Let me just say that again. Legacies are about life and living, meaning learning from the past, living in the present, and building for the future. Isn't that beautiful? So I tell you at this point, think about what your legacy, you want your legacy to be. While you're here, while you can build it, lessons, the past is the past. However, many lessons, many good lessons have been learned. And I don't mean just because we made mistakes. I don't want people to go and think the only lessons they can learn in life is through the oops that we have made. There's so many lessons that we can learn in life from listening to folks that are wiser than we are. This is why the company we keep is so important. Listening to people that are smarter than we are, we can learn a lot from those. And if we, and even going back to school when we were little, think about the people you hang out with. Think about the teacher who was your favorite teacher of all time when you were in sixth grade. When you think about all of this, these are things from the past that you, and people that you receive lessons from. So not necessarily through mistakes that all the lessons are learned, but my goodness, we learn so much from others that are wiser than we are. And that they can, we hold them in a place of respect and trust simply because they're so wise. And they're willing to share their wisdom. And to me, for those who are listening and will be listening later, listen carefully. Those are the ones that are helping you without you knowing. They're helping you build your legacy because they're already teaching it to you. They're already showing it to you that as you're here, this is the kind of thing that you want to be like a sponge. You want to be taking it in. Again, legacies are about life and living, learning from the past, living in the present, and building for the future. And I'll have you do a little exercise after the call. Just make a list of a short list. Even you can even write in a napkin. You don't have to take a whole piece of paper out of people that you remember from your past. I don't care how far back you want to go. Only you would know that, and it would only benefit you. the people that were in your past that you really say, oh my God, I'm so glad he or she was in my life. Whether it's a relative, whether it's a teacher, whether it was a pastor, whether it was a policeman, somebody who really helped you in teaching you a lesson, and I mean a good lesson, not a teaching you a lesson because you had to be reprimanded. Something you learned that you still, to this day, you carry with you. And you may even apply it as you live your day by day, right? Again, it's about learning from the past and living in the present. So I wanted to make a list of five things that you may have learned in the past that came from people and or things and or books or personal experiences that you still carry with you in your present. And as a matter of fact, you may be making decisions based on a lot of those lessons. And are you using them to build in your future? And then I want you to email me about it. You all have my email address, and if you don't, I'm going to say it now. Ali, A-L-I, at Vision, V-I-S-I-O-N, for, F-O-R, success, S-U-C-C-E-S-S dot biz. I'd love to see it, and I would give you my feedback if you so wanted. But I'd love to hear about who or what and when was those lessons that you learned. Again, not through mistakes, but just lessons that you learned, how you're living them in your future, in your present, and how perhaps some of those you are using to build for the future. Because again, your future is now, and it's so cool to look into the future and say, I got all these tools, I'm creating my own legacy. It is the key to your kingdom while you're here. I get very excited when I see people like Warren Buffett, for example, giving away $48 million of his dollars to specific charities and then partner up with another guy like Bill Gates that also said, you know what, Warren, you know, Bill Gates, of course, much younger than Warren Buffett, but he said, you know what, that's a great idea. Let's create a foundation. Let's do this. They have the money. They didn't have to do it. They could be doing something else with it. But, you know, whether we like the people, these particular guys or not, it's neither here nor there. The fact that they have done something like that and it's recognized globally is quite inspirational. And see, that to me, it's also very much connected to the lifestyle that they live. You know, you take a Warren Buffett, he still drives a little Taurus around, you know, that is probably the way he puts it, is about 10 years old already. And he's asked, like, why are you not driving a new car? Well, I don't need a new car. So you see, I find their actions quite inspirational because, again, lifestyle, legacy. And they are creating their legacy while they're here. It's not about after you're gone and how you're going to be remembered. Yeah. That too is going to be impacted. But what you're doing here right now, oh my God, you know, think about it. Let it take your breath away when you look at it and you said, oh, this is amazing. So go ahead and amaze yourself. It's time. The time has come to do that. Okay, you can tell I'm really getting excited about this, but I just love it. And I think what a blessing, what an opportunity we're being given that we can do this now and we can do it together, we can or not, but you know, it's so much fun, more fun when you do it with people that you love and respect and trust. That's very, very important. I'm going to pause here for a moment. In fact, I need a glass of water. And it looks like we're still having a little bit of a storm, a little bit of lightning, but I'm very thankful that I haven't been knocked off the line. All right, let me take a sip of water. And any questions? I'd love to hear your feedback now. Donald, are you still here?
I am. No, I think you're doing well with it.
I gotta love you for that. You mean to tell me you're not gonna give me a little bit of at least 20 cents of your thoughts worth? Come on, Donald. I want to hear it.
Well, I think I did a little bit when we were talking earlier about just the difference between how most of us live almost day to day as opposed to thinking for that legacy. And, you know, just being reminded to do that, to step back and do that is so important. And it really does change what we're doing today.
Yes.
You know, so, yeah, that's my 2 cents worth.
Well, 20 cents, you know, inflation at all.
That's true.
I see that we have another person who joined the line. Hi, is that Dr. Phil? Area code 443, if you're on the line, go ahead. I have the line open. Or else you can hit, or depress rather, star 7. I'm sorry, star 6. We'll probably unmute you if you happen to be on mute. Okay, well, all right, we'll leave it for another time. So, getting back to legacy, I do. I get very, very excited about this particular kind of things because this is the time, this is our moment, and this is also a good time to start creating a plan where we can see where we're going. Because it's more important than what we realize to not only make a plan for the lifestyle and have something that is cohesive. You know, if we don't have a plan, how are we going to get to where we're going, whatever it is that we're going, you know? And of course, if we don't know where we're going, we need a map. And I'm here to create that roadmap for you. But, yeah, so time to create legacy. Time also to start thinking about your lifestyle and who do you want to be? Who do you want to be when you grow up? You know, why not? We never cease to grow up. So that's the beauty of it all. We continue to be who we are in a, you know, I keep on thinking a better version of myself, because if I was to say today, well, you know, I am the best version I'll ever be, I would be so discontent. I'd be saying, but wait a minute, I can, there's one little thing more that I can do. And that's the kind of message and passion that I want to injecting in other people, that they know that there's just one tiny little thing more that they can do. It's almost like when you plant a seed, for those of you who are gardeners or enjoy working with your hands in the dirt, and you plant the first seed and then you go around every other day and you look at it, and you know something's going to sprout. You know that. It's the same thing, you know, when you're creating these plants, you know something is going to come out of it, and you got to know where it's going to be, where it's going to lead you, and then what are you going to do with it? And who all do you want it to be? Who are you inviting to be in this wonderful journey that you call life, which will have a lifestyle and will have a legacy? Think of all the people in your life. Think of all the people in your community. Think globally of other causes and other countries and other people that you may want to help. Things that you want to start. We've been talking about changes for a couple of weeks now. What changes do you want to implement so that you can start something different? I'm coming across a lot of people lately that they're ready for changes. And this is going to bring me to the very thing that I'm super passionate about and that I want to be implementing this summer and way into the fall, which is called Passionate to Succeed, is the name of the program. The website, and I want you to go there, is called, again, it's called Passionate to Succeed, and all you got to do is www. Then the word passionate, spelled PASSIONATE, then the word to, T-O, and then the word succeed, succeed.com. Come. You go there now, you're going to see an amazing program. I've been so excited about this because I've been working on this for since February. It's a very comprehensive program. It's 4 months. It's very intensive. And like I said, very comprehensive. It has tons and tons of things that it's been offered. And one of the most important things about this program is about fulfilling desires and about changes. This program is geared for people who have business desires, career dreams, and lifestyles to match. And they want to do something with it. So for me, I ask, you know, wouldn't it be great if you could design practical solutions around the problems that you face today. What would happen if you wake up tomorrow with a clear sense of direction? And what if you were given a whole new set of concepts and tools to turn your life completely around? Wouldn't that be cool, you know? So what I say now to all of you is breathe in, relax, exhale, it will help, because help is on its way. And I've worked with I developed this proprietary, a set of solutions that are really going to knock your socks off. They're totally, I'm very proud of this creation, and it's all about systems, strategies, action plans, implementation, execution, and maintenance. There's going to be an ongoing sustenance program, so it will always be, you're never left alone. Even though it's a 4-month program starting July 11th through October 24th, it will be the second and fourth Monday of the month. And you will see the entire curriculum on the website. But briefly, I want to tell you what some of the, for example, on week number one, we are going to be talking, anyone who knows me knows that I believe that without passion, it is harder to attain the things that you want to attain. So it's going to be why passion is the key to your success, and I'm going to help the students hone in on what it is that they love to do. Because now is your time. It's not for later. It's about now. You know, people said, you know, if you're wondering, what does passion have to do with anything? It has to do with, you know, getting real about money, business, career plans. Getting emotional maturity, being healthy about not only your body but your mind. And also it helps you anticipate solutions to problems before they happen. And it also gives you, when you're passionate about something, you wind up having a loud voice, which is a key component to your success. It really is. So, you know, this curriculum is so, so wonderful. So, yes, the first call in the first week, we are going to be talking a lot about passion. How is that a key to success? How does it provide your business for you to really materialize the dreams that you have? Because without a dream, might as well hang it up. We all have to have dreams. I don't care if they are off the wall. It doesn't matter. They're your dreams. And you can make them as big as you want or not, but they're your dreams, and don't let anyone take it away from you. And I'll be talking a lot during that first week of how to create the lifestyle to match your dreams and how to develop your emotional maturity. During the second week, we're going to focus on success through change. And this, again, I was talking about systems and strategies. Once you join this particular program, I will give you all the steps and all the material that you need to be successful, obviously. So I will show you on the second call at least how to embrace change in 7 simple steps. And how to, how to avoid repeating past behavior that it never really served you well. And why turning success into a series of changes is important. And how to get clear about willingness, readiness, and ability to effect change. Because it's all about changes. So, and I'm loving the fact that so many people are ready to embrace change, whatever that happens to be for them. On the third call, or the third week, we're going to be identifying strengths. On the last call, I talked a lot about disregard your weakness. You better believe it. We're going to hone in on strengths, whatever your strengths are. And this, by the way, these are going to be 75-minute call, each one. And they're going to be very intensive, very interactive, and you're just going to love them. I know you will. And we're going to identify strengths. We're going to learn how to remove obstacles and beliefs that hold you back. We're going to turn things around to your advantage, and we're going to teach you how to be mindful of your own peace of mind. That's important. It's part of being healthy. On the fourth week, we're going to be measuring your emotional age, because that is significant, and we will go into it as to why it's significant and what does that have to do with happiness and sharpening mental skills. So we're going to start from a very, very kind of left brain kind of a thing with strategies and plans and implementation and systems, and then we're going to start moving into, okay, this is what we need to be doing now from another aspect and how you can put them into work. During the fifth week, this is a good one. I love, you know what, I created this, but I remember when I was creating the fifth week, after I was done with it, I put it away, and I needed to kind of chill out because I didn't want to look at it again. But when I looked at it again the following day, I was excited about it. I said to myself, I can't wait till I get to week five, meaning, you know, I felt like I was also attending this course. It was amazing. And it's about life and business issues, you know, and I love it because I'm going to teach you how to let go of the heavy lifting. You don't have to do it all. You don't have to go through life or even starting something new, whether it's a new business or getting out of the old business you're in to start something different or letting go of an old career that is really not what you want and getting into another career, even if you want to stay in the corporate world. All of that, this particular program is for all of you that want to be doing something different. And here I'm going to teach you how to shape up your business and career plan. I'm going to teach you how to delegate. I'm going to teach you how to create healthy boundaries. And last but not least, and for me it's above all, why not? I'm going to teach you why not every problem is yours to solve. I'm going to say that again. I'm going to teach you why not every problem is yours to solve, even though you are itching to solve every problem. Because I want you to let go of that so you can do bigger and better things with your life. During the week number six, then I'm going to start talking about social consciousness. It has become very apparent that we have kind of a social revolution going on, and it's great. I don't know if revolution is it's the right word. I want to call it social consciousness, because people are more integrated. What's happening with social media, and this has been going on since 2007, I want to say, but now with the progress that both Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and several other significant social media platforms out there, they're bringing worlds together in a meaningful and cohesive fashion, much bigger than before. So we have to have a social consciousness, and I will talk about, and all this has to do, by the way, with your business and your career, and I want to incorporate the social consciousness as part of your marketing plan. And I know you're saying, what does one thing have to do with the other? It's all integration. It's all about interaction. I mean, if you go to, let's just pick up Facebook, just to pick it up as an example, and you do a search on Facebook for Neiman Marcus, for example, speaking of stilettos before, you'd be amazed as to how interactive Neiman Marcus is with their clients through Facebook. They are running all kinds of sales. They're running all kinds of contests that, by the way, they're not doing on their online sites, and they're not advertising about it either. So it's extremely cost-effective. You are no longer being, you know, in other words, you're no longer a person who's paying for advertisement. Now you're earning your social media imprints instead of paying for it, as it used to be with Google, you know, pay-per-click deal that they used to have. So it's all going to be incorporated to your marketing plans, to your social media strategies, the importance of how to being authentic and transparent has to do with the steps that you take into building this new career and or business and or job for yourself. I'm going to be teaching how being part of a global social consciousness creates more clients and more successful future for your business and, most importantly, for your life. and lifestyle and legacy that I've been talking about. During call six is, or during week six is where we're really going to get into the nitty-gritty of all these things that are going to come into play. And, oh, it gets better. And during week seven, we are going to be talking about learning the language of passionate success. You all know that I am a passionista expert. I can hone in on a person's passion within the first 30 minutes of talking to a person, if not less, which is what I want to bring out of each and every one of you. It's learning the language of passionate success, which will be totally amazing. We will talk about the importance of developing the right language to attract wealth to you. Sometimes we gotta use the right, you know how Google ranks you with the keywords that you use on your website or your blog post, all the algorithms and all this other kind of techie stuff, but nonetheless, you're being watched, you're being ranked, and this is what either puts you up or they drop you right in the middle. This is the same thing, how important it is to develop the right language to attract wealth to you. And what not to say to push it away. The other one is we're going to, how to use the right language to create the perfect intentions. Anything and everything we do in life comes with an intention. You know, if your intention this morning was to do the right thing or go out and do something wonderful, you know, be kind to somebody, do an act of kindness and pay it forward if that was your intention, believe me, it comes back to you tenfold. So everything is on the intention. What is the intention you set when all of a sudden you want to start a new career, you want to start a new business, you want to make switches or changes? What is the intention? What is that going to do for you? And more importantly, what is that going to make of you? Always ask that question, okay, what is this going to make of me? That goes for goals, for objectives, for anything that you want to do. Again, intention. What is that going to do for you, and what is that going to make of you as the person you are? And I will teach you in this week number seven how to balance thoughts and emotions to provide happiness for you and your loved ones. I'm not talking perfection. You all know that I'm not a believer or a subscriber to perfection, but certainly I am to excellence. And wouldn't it be nice that you can actually be so well balanced with your thoughts and emotions that you can actually be a real happy camper, and everyone around you is just, it's going to, and they're going to benefit from the better person you're becoming. And you, it's always going to be ongoing. You're going to be a little bit better 10 minutes from now than you were 10 minutes ago. Think about it that way. And during the last week, week number eight, this is an introduction that I have not, actually I haven't talked about it a lot. I will be introducing, this is a framework that is very revolutionary. I've been using it with quite a number of my clients, and it has worked wonders in a very short period of time, and I call it the IC factor. And it stands for identifying, changing, and transforming. And it's a very complex kind of a thing that I created, so I won't go into a lot of it right now, but it will be part of the last call. And during these programs, by the way, there's going to be a lot of bonuses that, and I don't mean bonus of books and paper stuff or PDFs and things. That's not my idea of bonus. I'm developing a program whereas, depending on how well you do or not, I will be giving American Express gift cards, for example. I will be giving monetary bonuses and incentives because I want everybody to do well. It will be something like, I don't know, it's one, like one of those game shows that we see, you know, the better you do, the more you get, that kind of a thing. And so it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm also going to be setting up accountability partners for people who would want to do that. They can pick and choose someone within the group that would like to work with them on their own, obviously, but it would be really, really cool. I'm also going to create a private forum where you can, only you will have access to it, and you can post your thoughts in there. And of course, I'm going to give you email support. I will always be available if there is an emergency or if you need a laser coaching consultation at any given point. I will be available. Also, this program will include, I forgot to tell you, you will have certain amount of full hours available with me privately, not just with a group. I'm looking for no more than 10 people to this group because I want to keep it small and intimate. And like I said, it begins July 11th, so it begins in about a couple of weeks. And it ends October 14th. It will be on the second and fourth Monday of every week. And for those of you who are interested, I want you to go to passionate2succeed.com. Do it now. Take a look through. And if you have any questions, again, my email address is ali@visionforsuccess.biz. You can also call me at my office, and my telephone number is area code. Let me tell you, I don't give this phone out that often, but I will. Area code 386-615-6282. And I'll be happy to answer any questions that you may have, and I promise you, you will not be disappointed. This is going to be something completely amazing. And it's all about you, by the way. So you just want you to peruse through it and let me know what you think. Any questions at this point from anybody on the line? We still have some folks in there. Okay. Donald, you still with us here?
Yeah, I hung out. Or hung on.
Oh, yeah. Just, you know, I was on the other page. I was looking at the program when I was talking, and now I'm back on my dashboard. Do you have any questions?
Nope.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, it has been super. I hope that you feel wonderful about what you have taken away with you today. And if you have any questions, you know where to find me. All right?
You bet. Have a great time.
Bye-bye. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. And until we meet again, thank you.